On today's quick dive, we will be mining for gems. Oh, wait, no, that's not right. We'll be talking about Gemini gems.
Okay. So are those similar to like custom GPTs and stuff like that?
Yeah, they are similar to custom GPTs by OpenAI or Perplexity Spaces or Claude Projects. The theory is the same, but for our purposes, we're just going to stick with gems. They're basically tiny little powerhouses. Google calls them your customized AI experts. They're a pre-configured Gemini instance. In the simplest form, really what they are is saved prompts. So if you have repetitive prompts you use over and over and over again, you don't have to copy and paste those into your chat window. These are pre-configured and saved prompts that you can use repeatedly. You can even give them context by uploading different materials like files such as knowledge or style guides or something like that.
Okay, now I've taken a look at the gem exploration aspect of Gemini before, you know, us recording and all that, because I knew we were going to be talking about this, because I didn't have pretty much any experience with them, but I have had experience with some custom GPTs. So my question with the custom gems is that, do you find yourself using pre-made ones more or making your own?
That's a great question. Google starts you out by giving you some pre-made gems that you can use to practice with. There's a brainstormer, there's a coding partner, there's a career guide, and all those are great. And you can use them, you can practice with them, you can even copy them and edit them to make them your own. But the real power of the gems is when you do create yours from scratch, because those are your own customized prompts and your own customized instance of Gemini, as they say. So I have a bunch I use, and we can walk through how simple they are to create. So you just go into your instance of Gemini and you go to explore gems, and then you hit the new gem button and a window will come up and you have a few different options. You give it the name and then your instructions. And that is where you use these good prompting skills that we're all learning about now, this prompt engineering.
Sure.
Google gives us some hints on those. Now, you can use your favorite prompting techniques, but Google says to use these four elements: a persona, a task, some context, and a format. Those are their recommended components of a good gem prompt. And so as you build that prompt, you can also upload different materials like reference material or style guides or knowledge. And then you preview your gem by having a conversation with it. But the cool thing is now you can test it. You go back to the gem, you refine it, and then you test it again. So it's a test and refine, iterate, test, refine, iterate cycle.
Okay.
And you just converse with it, and then you get your output.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I mean, I made one as you were talking about it and just filled
in some
basic stuff. And it's like, yeah, it is pretty cool. It's pretty intuitive and straightforward. So just a little clarification on that is, so when you make a gem, so I just made one called Podcast Gem and just said it's a avid podcast fan who loves listening to podcasts about AI. So then if I wanted to refine it, I can just add to these instructions and then it will pretty much change, you know, evolve the prompts that the answers that it would give, I guess, when giving it a prompt. Is that more or less how it works?
Absolutely. And here's a pro tip. There's a little button in the instruction box, which is, you know, we're getting familiar with that this is an artificial intelligence button, but it's like a pen with a little star.
Yeah.
You can type anything, hit that button, and Gemini will actually write a prompt for you.
Wow. Okay.
It's pretty powerful. I played with it yesterday. I put one sentence in, I hit the button, and it created an amazing gem.
Great. Yeah, that's really great looking at it. So it took my pretty simple instructions that I read verbatim before, and it's broken it down for behaviors and rules, Podcast selection and presentation, discussion and insight, overall tone. That's great. So for someone like me, where I don't have a lot of experience, pretty much none up until now with this, even if I didn't want to use these or it wasn't what I was looking for, it's a great blueprint to where I can then go in and edit it from there and have something better than just that initial line. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. So when I started playing around with these, I made what is called a work breakdown structure creator. So I'm going to talk to my project management fellow nerds out there. I created a prompt to create a work breakdown structure from other project documentation. So I ask the user in the instructions to upload scope documents, requirement documents, project notes, and then I have it output a text-based work breakdown structure, and it can even give you code to create a mermaid chart as well. It then identifies holes and weaknesses in the project. So this is a task that traditionally has taken hours and days. And by building this custom gem, I could potentially create one of these charts in minutes.
Okay, that's awesome. So what typically leads you to want to create a new gem, I guess, opposed to using a previous one? Like, is it because you're going very specific with a lot of the gems you're creating, so they're each serving very specific roles purposes, or do you also have some that are a bit more general that are just custom to your or customized to your preferences? I guess I'm curious as to your approach with creating gems.
Yeah, exactly. I think the word you hit on that was the most important was customized. You can make these gems customized to however you want. You can create a general gem if that's what you want, if you want to leave it a little more open-ended and give it a little more creativity, or you can create them for absolute specific purposes. And so another one that I created that is actually a little more general is a university focus group to give me feedback on some of my writing or, any kind of document or something I produce. I created a focus group. Now, listen to this. I used Gemini to give me 20 different personalities of employees at the university. Roles, ages, genders, different features of each person. So in the instructions, it has each of those people. I ask it very specifically to give me a summary of everybody's feedback, then the key points for what each person says, and then each person's direct feedback. So now I can upload something I wrote, and then immediately the gem comes back with the feedback from 20 different people. It gives me an executive summary, and then gives me what each of those 20 different people have said. Was that perfect the first time? It was not. That's okay. Why I talked about that iteration cycle where I had to tweak this a bunch. I ran it. I didn't like it. I changed my instructions. I ran it. I didn't like it. So that took me probably a couple hours eventually to build. But now all I do is I upload documents or I copy and paste some text, and I get feedback from a vast array of different perspectives.
Okay. So this question may enter a realm of ethical debate, but let's just say I gave you my blessing. Say you and I, we would, spitball ideas, send things back and forth to each other for opinion and just like editing or all that. Could we make gems based around each other, uploading feedback that we've given and all that, and then just talk to gems of each other, being like, hey, what would Michael think about this?
That is absolutely an incredibly brilliant use case. So yes, I can create a gem that has all of Michael's feedback. I can take emails you've sent me. I can take other writings you've done. I can put my own impressions of you in there to build a knowledge base of Michael. And then I can chat with this Michael gem. I mean, I know some people have called you a gem, so I get it. You are a gem to Wake Forest.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind to me. Okay, that's very interesting, because I could see for some things, especially you know, depending on your role and what you do, you know, at a company or what have you, where you didn't want to, you know, we talked about this with AI before in general, where it's like, it's great for feedback and first round of editing or what have you, to kind of help get that first round of feedback, a better version. I could see this being the next evolution of that, to where it's like, well, this like who I usually would submit this to, they're, you know, they are ghost, for lack of a better word, looked at it and got it in it. Like, absolutely. I think that would be awesome personally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One of the industry voices I follow has created a custom gem of her manager. She submits an idea to this virtual manager and then keeps refining it based on the feedback. When she finally submits it to her real life manager, that idea is many levels of magnitude better than the original one.
That's awesome.
So I've mentioned some cool work productivity use cases, but let's be honest, the way we all get started with this is the fun use cases.
Sure.
So I'm pretty sure we are not a legal gambling show, but I'm trying to elevate my home poker skills. When I play poker, sure, with friends, you know, we're obviously only playing for poker chips, obviously.
Sure.
So I created a poker coach. I put awesome instructions in there and I ask it to play with me. It gives me the layout of the hand and the different players, how the different players play. So it also creates personalities for each of the different players.
That's cool.
Then it comes to me, says it's my turn, tells me which cards I have, then asks me how much I'd like to bet. And when I put my answer in, it'll play out that hand and then analyze my moves. And it says, well, that was a good move, but maybe you should have done this based on this or based on the way this person is playing. So it is a full customized coach.
And that's cool.
The way I built it, you can put which game you're playing. Now, this one is Texas Hold'em, but you can change which kind of card game or which kind of poker game you want to play, and it knows the rules.
That's pretty awesome. That's cool. That's really cool. And that sounds right up my alley for something, because I've used something similar for coding, to where I would, you know, kind of present what I have and then get feedback for that, for how I could do things different or better, or maybe something I overlooked and maybe there's like a security vulnerability that I didn't see. So, and especially with just in general, the hit or miss nature I've seen with a lot of AI models when it comes to coding, I actually really like the idea of, you know, making a gem and maybe getting a bit more consistency out of it. Not even just for coding, but yeah, in general. So my question for you with that though is, so when you're using the gem, like a custom gem, so let's just say it's poker gem or what have you, are you using that same instance every time, like to where your whole history is in there, or is it something where you, when you start a prompt, it's using that gem?
Yes and no. You can go back
or a chat
to save. Yeah, you can go back to save chats and continue. Let's call it the game. You can continue that game if you go back to a save chat, or you can start a new chat and new
game. Okay, gotcha. Yes. Okay, that's really cool. Okay.
So this next one, I actually think you'll be really intrigued by, because you've talked a little bit about how you've used different AI tools for meal planning and nutrition.
Sure.
Well, I built a custom nutritionist for me. I've uploaded health stats. I've uploaded my age, my weight, my size, my goals, what my exercise routine is, if I want to lose weight or gain muscle, how many calories I think I should do per day, you know, different parts of my medical history. I use it to ask questions. Will this meal help me in my goal to build muscle? Will this meal, sure, help me in my goal to lose weight? And I even go as far as taking pictures of nutrition labels on food, uploading them and saying, does this item of food align with my goals? And it gives me feedback in the persona of a nutritionist.
That is definitely something I would use. Have you been keeping up with that and keeping it up to date?
Well, again, this is where I go back to sometimes I continue a certain chat and other times I want to start a new one for a specific case. For instance, I may just say, help me plan this meal. And I want that to be a new chat, where other times I'll have something going for a week and say, this is the stuff I eat. I actually went back and just looked at this. I've also put in all of my dietary likes and dislikes. So when I ask it to help me plan, it knows the stuff I don't like. And I built a huge list of stuff I do like. I talk about my sleep, my hydration.
Huge. Okay.
All this kind of stuff. And again, I actually use the little, I'm going to call it the cheat code button to help me refine this prompt.
Gotcha.
So when I wrote that, Gemini took this prompt and went wild and made this really custom, really specific, great prompt to build a custom nutritionist.
Okay, because the reason I was asking that question is because I'm curious how you would go about it in terms of the gem, where say you have a chat going an instance with the nutritionist, and a month of trying it, say you're not getting quite the result you want, or I don't know, maybe you're feeling a little too full at the end of the day, whatever the issue would be. I'm curious how you would go about refining that gem.
Perfect. Yeah. And so either if I wanted to just continue that chat, I would tell my nutritionist, hey, for the next few days, I want to cut back on calories, or I could go back into the instructions and, say, cut the calories down or cut the carbs down.
Okay.
So that's the point. I could go back and iterate on the instructions.
So that leads to the next question I was going to ask that I had related to this, is does that change then continue in that instance, that chat instance you already have going, or would you have to start a new chat for that updated gem to occur?
Yeah, that's a good question. When you continue a chat, you're going to be interacting, I believe, with the old gem. The original version. I believe if you start a new chat, you'll get the updated version.
Okay. Cool. That's a good question. Something that I noticed that I wanted to just point out that I think is actually really cool, because sometimes if I'm getting like, let's say 95% of what I'm looking for, or 90% out of an instance with AI, I'm like a little worried sometimes to make changes. The cool thing I noticed about the gems is you can make copies. So that's really cool. That's huge, because then if you mess it up, it's like, well, that other one's still there, So I like that quite a bit.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure our listener is tired of hearing about my nutrition goals. So I do want to run through just some other ideas. Maybe it might spark people's. One other one that I built, a trivia game for my children. So it's a gem. We just start a new game each time we get in the car and my kids talk back and forth. The gem knows their name, it knows their age, their grades, and what subjects they're studying in school. Cool. I even upload some of their homework, so it knows what to focus on. It gives them a little trivia game. It keeps score for them. They love competing against each other. It's fantastic. Awesome. More on the productivity side, one that I'm working on creating. I haven't done it yet. I mentioned creating a work breakdown structure, but again, for my project management nerds, this is where you can upload your original project documentation, your notes, your scope document. And what it does, it'll output all of the necessary pieces of a project management plan. At the same time, a scope document, a requirements matrix, a risk register, task schedule, Gantt chart, network diagram. So all you have to do is upload what you have and it'll output all those documents. And then those are great starting points.
Awesome.
Some other people might be interested in building a research assistant. So if you have somebody who frequently reads academic papers and has to summarize them, a really cool use case would be to give it instructions to summarize the paper, but then include style guide and tone instructions. You can do length, format, key points. So you just call on your gem, say, read this paper, and it'll give that same style output each time. The professors could use this to help with their student assessments by upload assignments and matching it against the rubric. For our creatives out there, you can use it as a marketing editor who wants to create social media posts. So you can basically create instructions on, I'd output a post for Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, and I don't even know what else is out there anymore. So you just put in what you want to do, and it'll output what your post should be like for each one with consistent Wake Forest branding. So those are some ideas.
Thank you for listening to the Deeks.ai podcast, where Wake Forest innovators unpack the real-world magic of artificial intelligence through candid conversations. If you would like to reach out to us with any questions or comments, please email us at deeks.ai@wfu.edu. Please continue to join us as we explore how AI is transforming work across campus, one fascinating story at a time, and as we explore and discover the human side of technological innovation.